Jesus came to his hometown, and his disciples followed him. On the Sabbath, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astounded. They said, "Where did this man get all this? What is this wisdom that has been given to him? What deeds of power are being done by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us?" And they took offense at him. Then Jesus said to them, "Prophets are not without honor except in their hometown and among their own kin and in their own house." And he could do no deed of power there except that he laid his hands on a few sick people and cured them. And he was amazed at their unbelief. Then he went about among the villages teaching. He called the 12 and began to send them out two by two and gave them authority over the unclean spirits. He ordered them to take nothing for their journey except a staff, no bread, no bag, no money in their belts, but to wear sandals and not to put on two tunics. He said to them, "Wherever you enter a house, stay there until you leave the place. If any place will not welcome you and they refuse to hear you, as you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them." So they went out and proclaimed that all should repent. They cast out many demons and anointed with oil many who were sick and cured them. Mark, storyteller and actor, traveled from village to village, synagogue to synagogue, home to home, to tell and act out a story, sometimes with other actors. The first words out of Mark's mouth were, "Listen to the beginning of the good news of Jesus, Messiah, Son of God." Today, we heard that Jesus returned to his hometown, Nazareth. I can relate to returning to a hometown. I love going back to Union City, remembering my childhood and my youth. I'm especially amused to visit the museum there and see my name listed on an old artifact that lists members of the Coleman Band. You're very old when your name is listed in a museum. Just saying. I've never preached in my hometown, but Jesus preached in his hometown. He went to the synagogue on the Sabbath, and it didn't go well. This is how I would tell the story of that day. There was confusion when Jesus walked up to the pulpit. The people of Nazareth knew him as a carpenter from the family of Mary. Joseph had died by that time. As Jesus approached the pulpit, the congregation wondered, "Why is a carpenter going there? What an awful time to repair a pulpit." But then, to the astonishment of everyone, the carpenter began to preach, saying, "People of Nazareth, you think that I've come here as a carpenter to fix your pulpit, but I come here today as a prophet to fix your lives, to fix your broken lives. I come here to invite you to repent of your sins and to turn back to God. I come here today to cast out demons, to heal the sick, to bring new life to you. Jesus said, I come here today to offer you the forgiveness of your sins. Now that's a believable message for us in the 21st century, after all these years of knowing what Christianity is. We have received forgiveness from Jesus countless times. When we celebrate Holy Communion, we hear that Jesus shed his blood for all people for the forgiveness of sins. But it wasn't so believable on that day in Nazareth. I suspect that the members of the synagogue heckled Jesus, possibly even saying to him, "Get out of that pulpit. You're a carpenter, not a prophet. You're a carpenter, not a healer. You're a carpenter, not a life giver. Only God can forgive sins," they would have said. "Only God can fix us." So Jesus and the 12 apostles left Nazareth. On the way out of his hometown, Jesus healed some sick people. And as he left, I envision him shaking the dust from his feet. And he would never return to Nazareth again. Then Jesus says to his 12 apostles, okay, rejection happens, unbelief happens, but we have a ministry and we have a message, and so we need to keep on keeping on. We're not going to let this setback get us down. And then Jesus says, and I'm not going to do this alone. So he sent the apostles out two by two to tell the good news. And after detailed instructions, I can hear the apostles object. But we're fishermen. We're tax collectors. We're financial advisors. We're chefs. How could we possibly? We'll be rejected for sure. And Jesus says, when you get rejected, as I was, do what I did. Shake the dust off your feet and move on. Now, off you go, two by two, and go in peace. That first time out had to be so scary for those first apostles. The first time out proclaiming good news and forgiveness. When I was in seminary, one day the director of ministry read this passage to us. And we were supposed to learn how this works. There were 14 of us in my seminary class. And there were 7 places to go in the city of Allentown, Pennsylvania. Our task for 3 months was simple. Go to these 7 places, the 14 of you, two by two, and teach the good news of Jesus. And let's see how it works. I was assigned to the Spanish section of town. That made no sense to me at all. I never took Spanish in school, nor did the classmate who was assigned to go with me ever take Spanish in school. To be honest, I immediately disliked this experiment. But it was the assignment. So my classmate and I started out by going from house to house, to introduce ourselves into the neighborhood. And when we knocked on doors, we had no idea what to say. Sometimes there was a language barrier, and we didn't understand what was being said. They didn't understand what we were saying. I can remember some of those very places. The first couple of weeks felt like a total disaster of ministry. I wanted to leave that place and shake the dust from my feet. Not because of unbelief, but because it didn't seem as if we were where we were supposed to be. But it was the assignment. So my classmate and I talked and came up with a better plan. We went to the community center there and got acquainted with the staff. And since we both played guitar, we got permission to play some songs when the children got off the buses after school. And eventually the children warmed up to us and joined us in the singing. I can even remember some of the songs we sang. Alle, alle, alleluia. And then we started after school classes. We taught the good news of Jesus with music, with crafts, with games and stories. In the next 3 months, we met many of the parents of the children. For me, the moment that I felt I'd been successful was when a family invited us to their home for supper. The meal was paella. I'd never heard of it. It's a delicious casserole of rice, chicken, saffron, tomato, pepper, and so on. It was absolutely delicious. And that was true hospitality, genuine paella. This is the type of hospitality that Jesus was sending his 12 apostles out to receive. Telling the good news of Jesus is not about knocking on the doors of strangers. Telling the good news about Jesus is building relationships. Our Spanish ministry ended after 3 months. But some of the relationships that we made in that time lasted for years. We had paella more than once. I even spent a holiday with this family. I think it was Thanksgiving when I couldn't travel back home because of weather. After the first week, I wanted to give up. But God's call was keep on keeping on. And we embraced that call. And because we did, God did wonderful things through us and for us in that time. This is the story of Jesus, as told by Mark. When there's conflict, when there's controversy, when there are difficulties, we never give up. We shake the dust from our feet in one place, but we move on. We keep on keeping on. We never give up on our relationship with Jesus. We never give up on establishing relationships with a God connection. We never give up telling the good news of love and forgiveness. We always keep on keeping on. Today, the whole church is in transition. This congregation is in transition. The times aren't easy. Membership is in decline. Programs, well, membership is going to be increasing here. September 15th, right? Programs and events aren't what they used to be. The number of available pastors is getting lower and lower. But still, the call of the Holy Spirit is very clear. Keep on keeping on. Keep on bringing the good news of Jesus, Messiah, Son of God, into the world. We keep proclaiming that. We keep living that. One of the holiest meals I've ever had was that first paella dinner in Allentown. Today, Jesus invites us to a meal better than the best paella, more holy than any meal ever. At this table of bread and wine, Jesus gives himself to us to heal us, to rid us of our demons, and to give us new life, to renew us and to strengthen us. This meal that we celebrate today gives us strength and everything we need to keep on keeping on. When Jesus went to his hometown, there was conflict and controversy. Today, all of us have some type of conflict or hardship in our lives. Each of us has some type of stress or anxiety. This is when God calls us to go out into the world and bring good news and healing and kindness and compassion, forgiveness and love. Today's story takes place before the resurrection. Ministry is different after the resurrection because we are strengthened by the risen Lord. I said earlier that Jesus never returned to his hometown of Nazareth. It's not recorded in Scripture that he did. But personally, I'd like to believe that he did return there after the resurrection. Jesus returned to Nazareth after the resurrection to offer once again forgiveness and new life. And I'd like to believe that he was received and embraced. And that's what the risen Lord always does. He finds us in our struggles. He finds us in our doubts. He finds us in our unbelief. He finds us in our struggles. And he joins us on the journey. The risen Lord always travels with us. The risen Lord finds us and gives us the new life that we need to keep on keeping on. And now the risen Lord is calling us. The risen Lord is sending us to bring good news into the world. May our answer be, "Here I am, Lord. Here I am." Let us pray. Pray this. Lord, I'm not worthy. I'm not trained. I'm not educated enough to bring your good news into the world. It's too scary. But listen to Jesus say to you, "I send you." Pray, "Oh Lord, I'm not good enough. How can I bring your good news into the world? How could I do this?" Listen to Jesus say to you, "Do this. Be kind. Be forgiving. Love one another. I send you to do these things." And finally pray, "Lord, are you sure you want me to do this?" And listen to Jesus say to you, "Yes. I'm sure. I send you. I send you. I send you.